There's one. Set for stun.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Hey, and welcome to issue number 48 of The Unique Geek. I am your host, as always, John, and we have a cast of several on the phone this week. We're going to talk a little bit of the fantastic theatrical release of Flash Gordon and its impact on Shakespearean actors, as well as maybe some Thor, some Scarlett Johansson news, some Kristen Bell news.
Hi, I'm Jay with my hetero life coach, Colin Fox.
Basically, hottie news. Sit back, enjoy, geek out.
Beer.
Guys, how's everybody doing?
Yay!
Yes. Hey, everybody, speak up at once! Yay! So, meow, 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 meow. All right, so let's see, who do we have on the phone this week? Hey, we have from Need Coffee, Mr. Scott. Scott, how you doing?
My nipples explode with delight.
Ooh, really? Speaking of exploding, Shag.
The irredeemable Shag.
Yeah, okay, moving right along. Sterling, how are you?
Yay. My nipples are very okay. They're not exploding or in any way hurting at all. So,
speaking of nipples, how are you doing, Ron?
Perky.
And
I thought we were going to be truthful on this podcast, Ron.
Last but not least, we have D, who refused to show up for the D cam, which would be right here.
I know, so bad, as I now picture everything I wanted to know about sex, but was afraid to ask. Two big boobs going across the field. Everybody talking about nipples.
Right.
Thank you,
well.
D. Well, let's get speaking of nipples, let's get into the latest stuff from sci-fi, and I guess it would be the correlation of nipples there would be sucking. Hey, Ron, you wanted to talk about Flash, didn't you?
I didn't really want to, but I guess we'll talk about a couple of the sci-fi things going on, starting off with the Flash Gordon series, if you want to call it that. I guess it started about 3 weeks ago. Have there been two or three episodes on so far? I think two or three. I don't know. I only saw the first one, and nothing really happened in the episode. Even the things that did happen, yeah, I'm not sure I really cared about.
For the record, nothing
happened. Anybody else have any comments on that?
For the record, nothing happened in any of the other ones either.
I watched most of the first one. It engaged my 7-year-old, certain parts that I let him watch, but for the most part, yeah, it was a real snoozer. I like the actor. I think he has a cool look for Flash, and I actually kind of like the actress playing Gail Arden. She's kind of cute, and it works for her, but yeah, it was real boring.
Are they doing that, like, Rift Stargate deal still?
Yeah.
More guys are being entirely too polite.
More of a Sliders thing.
They totally should have been on a rocket ship and crashed, and they should have been playing like metallic football with robots.
Where was the Flash? That's the question.
Well, I'll go with it sucked balls. How's that? Is that better for you, D?
None.
So, D, what was your thought of it? Your thoughts of it then?
I just thought it was horrible. I couldn't make it through 15 minutes of that thing. You know, Flash Gordon is supposed to be, you know, pow, wow, man. The thing was like.
What I thought was kind of weird is I saw in one of the Sunday paper things that you can go to Best Buy and actually pay money to buy the first two episodes of Flash Gordon. I don't understand that. I would say, even, you know, like the week the show premiered, you can go pay for this rather than watch it on the 10 times it's going to come on Sci-Fi.
Well, that's kind of the new thing is, you know, the marketing to hit the stores the same time it comes out. Like when the final episode of Friends aired, it was available in stores like practically the next day.
Yeah, but that was important.
True. Well, they thought Flash was, going to be as well. Someone on the Unique Geek listserv, which, by the way, you should go out and visit at www.google. Oh, hell, I don't know. Go to uniquegeek.com and look for the Google groups. It's in the Google groups. It's the Unique Geek. Anyway, someone was saying how it felt like Doctor Who, but lacking the humor and the soul and the writing.
That was me.
Okay. And I think this is what they thought. They thought they had, you know, the American Doctor Who, and it was going to be a huge hit. And it's
but not in a good way.
Yeah, not so much.
So what sucked about it?
That about sums it up.
That doesn't really say
easier to ask what didn't suck about it. Well, I mean, it didn't really suck. It just nothing happened. It was like many of the other sci-fi.
So they just sat around on the couch and thought about the future.
There was a series of
alien attacks that were really weak, and post high school, you know, runner jock keeps showing up at crime scenes, which really didn't make a lot of sense. Where murders were happening by these aliens, and he's you know, jonesing after his ex-girlfriend, who's a reporter now, and her boyfriend's a cop, and it just meandered, is really what it did. Meandered, and it didn't go anywhere, and then they get into the whole Rift thing to go into Mongo, again, for old Flash Gordon fans rather than cool-ass rocket ships.
In fairness,
it sounds like the plot to Ghost Rider.
But in fairness, at some points, it did saunter, so...
That's fair enough. Okay, I can give you that. I thought I saw a little salsa in it.
Did it canter at all?
I think it's a lot like a lot of the other sci-fi shows.
Like what shows would you be talking about, Ron?
Like perhaps The Dresden Files and Painkiller Jane.
Why? What's so interesting about those?
Well, recently it was announced that The Dresden Files is going to be canceled to very few people's surprise.
Yay!
Yeah, so I saw several episodes, and it was kind of a similar thing where just things kind of happen, but you don't really care about it, you know, partially because of the writing, partially because of the actors and stuff. I think sci-fi kind of went the wrong way, or they... James Marsters, you know, Spike from Buffy, had actually expressed an interest in playing the character because he had actually read done the voices on the audiobooks for it.
He can read?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They may have prompted him. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But, and I think that would have been a more interesting way to go with that. With Painkiller Jane, I think I've only seen one episode so far. I DVR'd a couple other episodes, but haven't gotten up the courage to watch them yet.
Dude, they're totally unwatchable.
You know, there's sometimes in life where you put a hot chick in very little clothes, and it's still not interesting.
See striptease.
There you go.
Yeah, and she's the same actress who was in Blood Rain.
Oh, yeah.
And... Yeah, yeah, it's just...
Wasn't she in Terminator 3?
Well, Terminator 3, yeah. So you think, oh, wow, this is, you know, Kristen Loken. She's hot and cool and stuff.
She played the Terminator in Terminator 3?
Yeah, yeah. But I guess being an extremely emotionless, just boring person is just kind of the way she is able to, you know, she can pull that off, but trying to have actual emotions.
I never really understood the concept. I mean, you kill her, she comes back, but she can feel it, so what's... like cool about that?
Well, she's just like Wolverine, but without the claws and adamantium skeleton, and
but she's got breasts
in the hot chest. Oh, sorry, we were talking about Hugh Jackman. I thought we were.
You know, her acting is a little bit like Jolene Blaylock on Star Trek. You know, very wooden and really just
but even, much like me
no,
right
no, no,
now.
No. Even but Julian Blaylock, she actually puts some emotion
Who?
Sometimes.
Who?
It, I don't know. Whatever, whoever that woman was that you were talking about, T'Pol.
Sterling,
that?
Check your facts.
She actually did sound. She did some pretty good stuff when she was acting opposite. What's his name? The guy who
You're
played
right.
Archer.
You're absolutely right.
Scott Bowden.
The scenes where she was in the decontamination chamber, she
no,
was
No, that's
brilliant.
Not what I'm talking awesome. About. I'm talking about, in the beginning, you're right, she was very wooden and very Vulcanish and stuff like that, but over time,
yep,
she kind of fell into a role and got into a role a little bit more, and it was,
you're
I
right,
thought it was better.
The, You're right. The beginning, the first 47 minutes of every episode, the beginning
okay.
of it.
Guys,
now I have guys? To I have to defend the Dresden Files, but Scott wants to say something. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was about to say we're arguing about a show that's been canceled in like 3 years.
I know. We're just randomly me.
It
we're
was still a good show.
This is kind of like Flash Gordon for me.
Yeah, no.
Yes, it was a good show. So about the Dresden Files, John.
I actually enjoyed the Dresden Files. The first couple of episodes is like, and I didn't watch it for a while, and then I went back. And
well, who did anybody here read the books?
I read the first half of first book, and it was a cross between Anita Blake, Harry Potter, and the telephone book. I guess you'd
well, wait
say
a minute. Didn't it precursor all of those though?
No, it was written. No, I don't think so. I don't know, but
Ed loves the telephone book.
It was a grown-up Harry Potter stuck in the Anita Blake universe. Was kind of what it was, but not quite written as well
as Anita Blake.
Wow!
Yeah, on Anita Blake.
So there were a whole bunch of bisexual supernatural creatures.
Maybe in the second half of the book, I didn't make it that far.
Oh, okay.
I once read the description for the book in a science fiction book club ad, and I did see the commercials for the show. So I think I'm qualified to talk about it.
Yes.
Moving on, let's talk about some shows that are still on the air, and that would be. Woo-hoo! How about Heroes? Yeah, Heroes. Kristen Bell.
Got canceled.
Did it? It probably
shut up.
After the last season finale probably should have been.
Yeah.
But
check your facts.
That
show was terrible.
Kristen Bell is actually going to play a character on the.
And what show is she famous for, John?
Oh, that would be Veronica Mars. Actually, you know what's interesting? She actually turned down a part on Lost to. Mm. Well, she said. Well, the thing is, when she turned down the part on Lost, she actually was saying that she was going to be in a Broadway show, being what the heck is the name of it?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
No, the blonde, Legally Blonde.
Vagina Monologues.
The stage version of Legally Blonde, but apparently
wait. Stage version of Legally Blonde.
Yes, you heard me right.
Seriously.
Wow. Sure, I'll go with sure. Yes.
Our country is a bastion of culture and entertainment. I tell you. Go ahead.
I think a woman who would consider doing this to get on Heroes.
I think you lost us at Lost, John.
I lost you. Hello.
We stopped listening there at that point. Now, she's only going to be in a few episodes. She's in a multi-arc appearance. I mean, she's not in the whole season, right?
I'm not positive. It looks like
yes.
The answer is yes.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, should I say that with authority? Oh, yes, of course.
As I prompt you, and you answer that I'm correct. Right.
I don't know, man. I've been drinking. What do you want from me?
As always,
to be the host,
you should answer.
But see, the host. Do you think that Charlie Ross or whatever that guy's name is, Rose, knows everything? No, he relies on. Well, maybe he does, but that's a bad example.
The guy with the angels. What?
What the hell are you talking about?
Huh?
Kristen Bell's going to be on Heroes.
Wait,
and when's the new season?
Talking about that Korean movie?
Hey, Shag, apparently you have all the answers. Why don't you answer the question?
No, I don't. I actually don't know the answer to this one. When does Heroes come back, guys?
I think it's in September, isn't it?
September. Fatasha Fatasha.
Oh, shit. I got a meeting that day.
It's also been announced that Nichelle Nichols Uhura from the original Star Trek series is also going to be on a couple episodes, so she'll be joining her
what?
Star Trek alum George Takei.
You're kidding me. Oh,
who?
So all we need now is what? Chekhov
and this guy. Sorry.
And Scotty.
Nobody can see it unless you're watching Ustream.
Yeah. Scotty's dead.
Okay.
Moving on.
Man, didn't they do a movie already?
Who?
Wasn't there a Star Trek movie that was done with them already?
Wasn't there a Star Trek movie? Yeah, there's been a couple.
No. I'm talking about it was like a really, really bad Sci-Fi Channel Saturday night made for TV
Star Trek movie.
And it had Tuvok playing like one of the leads and stuff.
Yeah, there's a link somewhere on Unique Geek for that because we were all talking about how awful it looks.
Oh,
it wasn't made for TV. I think it was going to be direct to video or something.
Actually.
Or online. It looked really awful.
The guys who do the new Voyages one.
Right.
I think the one I can't remember the title of it. The one that's going to have George Takei is supposed to come out like in a few days.
You mean I didn't know they're doing it with George Takei. I knew they did it with Chekhov. I didn't know about the George Takei one.
The new one they're coming out with soon is going to have George Takei.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's move on. What's up next?
Well, we have... What do you mean, what's up next? Don't you know what's up next? You're the one that wanted the show prep. Tell us.
Well, I think Dee's going to tell us about the jawbreaking photosynth demo.
We're back on the list? Oh, great.
Oh, we're back.
Right, we're on the order.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're on the
agenda. I was going to talk about photosynth. Somebody popped up there saying that that was, I think somebody on the list said, Microsoft actually came out with something amazing. They do that every day, but... Seriously, they came out with a new product called Photosynth, at least that they're putting it together. And if you can follow the link on our listserv there, you'll see that at the TED conference, TED 2007, they demonstrated a product called Photosynth that's built on another product called Sea Dragon. This stuff is amazing stuff. Now, Sea Dragon, what that is it's a concern of working area in your monitor where you can look at a mass of photographs and do this amazing zoom and navigation deal where, say, you can have like 2,000 images on a single monitor, pick one out and zoom into the most amazing pixel clarity on this item. You just got to watch this video. And the next thing they go into is showing how they've incorporated this into Photosynth, which is taking a collection of pictures from any number of people on a single item and creating it like almost like a standing 360 degree view of an area, pretty much any area, and zooming into any item that you want into. In these images, it's like one of the most amazing things I've seen in a long time. The only thing I can say is I'm not sure what you do with it, but it is truly amazing to look at. I'm done.
It looks really cool, and I'm not a technology guy, but watching them, the way they manipulate the photos around and stuff, and suggesting that maybe this is the way you'll read newspapers online in the future, looks really cool.
You really have to watch it. There is one strip in there where you have all, like I say, maybe like 1,000, 2,000 pictures on there, and there's this one small square block on it. You can see there's like some black lines on it, and he tells you it's a book, and he starts zooming in on this, and you're like, okay, I see some columns, and you realize that each column in this thing is a chapter as he explains it, and it's unbelievable that you can have this, all these images, and I mean, the detail is absolutely awesome. You can go in depth on any one of these pictures and look, you're looking at pixel levels. It's just amazing.
You know, did you watch it all the way to the end where he talked about how, like, you can do tags, for example, you know, let's say you're on Flickr and you put a tag on one of your pictures or whatever, but how eventually images themselves will carry tags. So you have thousands of different pictures of the Notre Dame Cathedral, and because the structure is the same, somehow Photosynth will recognize that. I don't quite understand the technology behind it, but you could upload your photos and the whatever would automatically recognize and begin to tag them for you, like, that's Notre Dame. And it was really interesting how your pictures could become some part of a huge community that's tagged and easily searchable.
Right, allow everybody to look at something in a way that you wouldn't have to necessarily put your picture in a special place, as though the link would be behind the picture itself. Like something would go out there, like we have now spiders that go out there and they check websites, and so they go back to search engines so that you're able to find the website without anybody doing any real work to make it happen. The same thing, you can look at a picture of an item and you want to see more, you can just click to the side of it and it will do that search for you. Just, that's killer stuff. It's next step, baby.
Now, wasn't this this was at TED, so that was like like a month and a half ago or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, like a couple of months ago.
Yeah, we're just now getting around to it because we're on the cutting. Although, by the time you get this podcast delivered to you, probably this technology would have been out and it'll be 3D holograms, so.
And who would be responsible for that, John?
You, Scott. You. I'm blaming you.
Excellent.
All right. So anyway, if you're watching the video on Ustream, I played pieces of the actual video from the TED conference. With any luck, this won't lock up my machine, because every time I've tried to play this video, it always locks up my machine whenever I cut it out. So anyway.
Wow, that's the best.
Shag, what else you got over there? Guide us. Guide us while I play around with the video.
You guys want to talk about some comic stuff?
Woohoo!
That's what I'm looking for, a resounding woohoo. Booster Gold number 1 has shipped and come out, and I don't know, has anyone else read it besides me?
I have.
Does anybody care to?
Ron read it. Ron, what'd you think of it?
It was interesting. Basically, well, this isn't really a spoiler, just kind of telling you what happens, which I guess is not kind of like a spoiler.
That's the definition of a spoiler, Ron.
Well, but it's, I don't know, I don't think it's a huge thing, you know, not like, you know, Captain America dying. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no, shit.
Wait,
So, right. Anyway.
Oh, hey, that's a good segue, but anyway, Booster Gold.
Basically, he's now, like, going through time to, like, seal, fix these problems and stuff. It's a quantum leap kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's like Quantum Leap.
Oh, I was
sliders.
Gotta get back in time.
The old Voyager show.
Back in time. No, only me.
John Eric Hexum reference, isn't it?
Only me. Go on. Just ignore me. Just keep ignore the host. Keep moving.
I didn't expect much out of the comic, actually. Even though Jeff Johns is a really good writer, I still wasn't expecting much. I was pleasantly surprised.
I just remembered thinking it where like the guy who's a Rip Hunter is this time traveler extraordinaire guy who's like leading Booster on the thing. He's talking about some of the the cause of all these problems, and he's basically saying there was this thing in the big crossover thing where Superboy punched this wall of time or something.
Yes.
And everyone, I mean, it's become one of those iconic things where, you know, people just say, oh yeah, and Superboy punched the wall to where we're just, you know, showing out some bad ideas. And the guy, the character in the comic is actually saying how ridiculous that is. So it's kind of funny that they even acknowledge, yeah, okay, that was dumb.
I think Jeff Johns trolls our message board. And he's been stalking Sterling and I for years anyway and stealing our creative ideas. But, yeah, because the Superboy punches a wall, that's become synonymous with, what the fuck? I mean, you know. Well,
isn't that what didn't Terry come
yes.
up with that?
I don't remember. Terry and I use it quite frequently back and forth in conversation.
Yeah, Terry came up with punching a wall? I think that was around before he did that.
No, it's whenever something unexplainable happens, we go, oh, Superboy punched a wall. Anyway, yes, that was a funny bit.
It's kind of like the Highlander people, you know, actually being aliens. Oh, they're aliens from Highlander 2.
Of course they are. What's Highlander 2?
I don't know. It's like Star Trek 5.
And Superman 4. So, anyway, in the last page was kind of cool. They did this little sneak preview of a bunch of upcoming things in Booster Gold issues. And, kind of just as a teaser, and it was neat. One of the things was, you know, we saw like three different Blue Beetles, and we saw Booster as part of a Justice League, and it was exciting. It made for a good read, so I enjoyed it. Speaking of time traveling heroes and things along those lines,
ooh, we're back to that.
Yep.
Oh, you wanted to cue up the DeLorean, didn't you?
Yeah.
The DeLorean's making its comeback, Shag.
Dun, 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 dun. Tell me about it, John.
Oh, I thought you were taking that.
Oh hell, I don't read that shit.
Well, the DeLorean, famous for being the car, obviously, in Back to the Future, but also famous for being a complete failure, and only famous, really, because of the car in Back to the Future, is making a resurgence. I believe the actual story behind the DeLorean is that the Mr. DeLorean, or whatever his name was, got in debt with some drug lords or something, and it was, I don't know... wound up having to sell the company off to a foreign conglomerate that turned it into lawnmowers. I think that's how it went. I'm not positive. Dee, do you know? Is that how it went?
You might want to check your...
All I remember about DeLorean was the famous DeLorean tapes where he's busted on film actually trying to buy drugs from drug dealers, and they turned out to be, I believe, FBI agents, and then the whole thing's caught on tape, and of course he loses the company over it. I don't remember all the details, but I remember the tapes. Videotapes.
Were these the ones that involved Paris Hilton, or were they a different one?
No, those are different ones. These were not in green screen.
Oops. I'm sorry. We just we had a call come in. I wanted to take it, but we missed it, so never mind. Oh, anyway.
So I've been thinking about the DeLorean and Back to the Future and stuff. All right. So Back to the Future first came out in 1985, right?
Yes, it did. Right.
Thank you. Barney McFly travels back in time 30 years.
Oh, I picked up your cue that time.
Great. Travels back in time to the year 1955, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Traveled 30 years back in time. You know, this baby is just waiting for a remake. You go forward from 1985, 30 years, you get to, 2015. Not too far away. I'm thinking we need a remake in 2015 and Back to the Future.
Not really.
Sure we do.
Who would you get to play? Okay, let's go down this little rabbit trail. Who would you get?
Shia LaBeouf. He's in everything.
You knew what I was going to ask, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, I was going to ask, who would you get to play Biff?
Oh, Biff.
Biff.
No, Biff.
Now, that makes as much sense as remaking Escape from New York.
I know who just did.
Wait, they're doing that.
Which means it's probably in pre-production.
The psychic guy on USA used to be in, what was that movie, Weird Science, years ago. He'd be perfect, Bill.
What?
Oh, God, what is his name?
Anthony Michael Hall.
He was in Weird Science. Anthony Michael Hall, that's the guy.
Would be Biff.
Yeah, I think, you know, it actually, I think it's too early to cast, because if you're doing 2015, we're going to go make this piece of crap. Anybody we cast right now would be told by then.
Yeah, we should make it now. We can do the parts.
But, what's that kid? The guy who's in Frighteners.
Dakota Fanning.
Busey's kid. Jake Busey.
Busey?
Jake Busey would have made a great Biff. He's freaking creepy.
Speaking of movies they shouldn't.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Actually, it fell pretty hard, though.
Speaking of movies we shouldn't make, how about Voltron? They're making a live-action Voltron.
Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
Wrong.
No, with
not
the...
Voltron, Defender of the Universe. Well, I don't know.
It's Voltron, Defender of New Mexico, apparently.
Well, if I remember right, the original Voltron was like the 15, 20 cars.
I keep missing a telephone
call. Those were the cars, and that was
nobody knows that.
But you can't, the lions run around in Mexico can't be defenders of the universe. It just doesn't work. Shag has spoken.
Well, okay. Well, then I guess that's the end of that topic, and we can move on to the next topic because apparently.
Anyway, who's doing that remake?
Who is doing that remake, Scott?
Where did it go? I'm trying to find it.
That was you on the spot, and Scott was not on the spot. Hey, look, I'm a poet.
New guy fails. So, speaking of movies that shouldn't be made, regardless of you bringing up that picture, John, Jurassic Park 4?
Dun, dun, dun.
Holy crap. Dinosaurs carrying guns or something like that is what we're
Yes,
hearing?
I think the military is using them as... the draft failed, so therefore they went and cloned some dinosaurs and mounted guns onto their backs. But dude, I completely disagree with you. If it's made right, it'll be the best movie ever.
Yeah, whatever.
No.
You know, I do have a penchant for zombie Nazis riding cyber dinosaurs, so maybe we could have some zombie Nazis in this. That might not be worth. Might not be too bad.
That's the Indiana Jones 4 crossover.
Now, does anybody know, you know that the prehistoric sharks that
smart sharks? Smart sharks.
Well, I don't know about smart sharks, but there's like this huge version, like a prehistoric shark. I'm just thinking, with them, the freaking lasers.
What up, Dr. Evil?
There you go.
Okay, well, that topic has just come to a screeching halt. So we all want to see Jurassic Park, then, is what you're saying. Jurassic Park 4.
Nope. Get me liquored up. I'll go with you, baby.
No, there are some movies that even alcohol can't make good, like Dungeons & Dragons.
But Tom Baker was in that.
What's wrong with Dungeons & Dragons?
That and rum did not help that movie.
The chick was hot. Anyway.
But it had one of the guys who played Jimmy Olsen from Lois and Clark.
Oh, okay.
And a Wayans brother.
One of the guys.
All right. What we got? Wow. Let's see. Also being made, apparently, is Thor.
Yeah, right.
Actually, there's two bits of news. What do you mean? It is being made.
Whatever.
Shut up.
They're writing it.
And it's been cast.
It has been cast?
Is that official?
I am pretty sure. What I heard is that the guy, one of the guys from Rome, is going to be in it.
That's the Punisher, but...
No. This is another guy in Rome.
It's another guy from
in
Rome. He's right.
Marvel movie. It's like a whole crossover tie-in thing. And he's also the guy that's in Journeyman, I think is a NBC show that's coming out this fall. Is this the same guy? He played Marcus Aurelius in Rome.
Yeah.
So.
Well, one of our folks in the Unique Geek chat on Ustream is saying that they want Triple H to be Thor from the WWE. Last I heard, he smelled like monkey turds and dandruff shampoo, though.
Oh. Awesome, whoever Ustream.
No, the Ustream. I'm sorry, for clarification, the Ustreamer doesn't want Triple H. He's saying that the movie production studio wanted Triple H.
Oh, okay.
Just a little clarification for him there. Sorry, pal.
I thought that was all in his mind. Wow. Anyway. So apparently Matthew Vaughn will also be directing it.
And what's he done?
Matthew Vaughn.
And what else has he done?
I Am Legend.
So he's used, to guys with long hair.
No. Did the adaptation. Sorry. The guy who's writing I Am Legend did the adaptation. I'm sorry, I was misreading it.
Who wrote it? Sorry. Yeah, got it.
Looking it up right now.
Mark Protasevich. That's the guy who wrote the script.
Yeah, I don't know what Matthew Vaughn. What else Matthew Vaughn has done? Anybody?
SpongeBob.
Let's see. He produced.
I don't know that I care. Two smoking barrels. That's right. He did.
He produced it. Did he direct anything though?
He made a cigar. That his directorial debut in the Daniel Craig movie Layer Cake,
which was kick ass.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
It was. I own it. Take my word for it.
Okay. Someone just pointed out. Let's see. Triple H is a movie adaptation cartoon based on the Norse god. Triple H's real name. Blah blah. Had previously starred along Wesley Snipes in Blade Trinity, but newly directed. Layer Cake. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Now, one of the things about Matthew Vaughn was he was actually scheduled to direct X-Men 3, but ended up bowing out. So, I mean, I guess he's got some comic cred.
Well, he then knows when something is going horribly, horribly wrong.
He can smell a turd. That's why Triple H didn't get the job. He can smell turd, monkey turds. That's a reference to old Saturday Night Live skit, in case you don't know it. But.
Wow.
Oh, anyway, moving along.
Speaking of Marvel Comics being made into TV shows or movies or something, I hear Spider-Man's making a comeback.
Dee, did you have that story?
Another Spider-Man show?
I think Sterling was kind of ramble about it.
Well, Sterling, give us your ramblings about it.
Wow, that's very exciting.
Sterling. Wow, Sterling is off the air.
Okay, well, I saw the trailer, and it's going to be coming to WB, I think, the fall, maybe? It looks good. It's the animation's kind of fun and kind of a little quirky. Not going for the realism style, going a little more for maybe in the Teen Titans style. Not quite so over the top, but it's a fun-looking thing, and I'm excited for it, and I can't wait. We saw little snippets of like Doc Ock and Green Goblin, or at least we saw their paraphernalia. Like we saw Doc's arms, we saw Venom. The pumpkin bombs and Spider-Man. Venom. I think they had the motions for Spider-Man down really good. The way he was swinging around and he get knocked around, and he uses webs to swing back, and I thought it was really cool.
It looks kind of like the Batman series that started, I think, on the WB like a year or two ago, which I couldn't really get into it. It seems a very, geared more towards kids, which I guess is okay for cartoons to be geared towards kids.
Well, you know, it's on the kids WB, so yeah, screw that. It should definitely be PG-13.
Exactly.
Dumbass.
Who do you think actually watches this stuff? I mean, come on.
As long as it has as many dance and singing numbers as Spider-Man 3 had, because I think that was the high point of Spider-Man.
Anyway, wow.
Did anybody catch that Doc Strange DVD yet?
I purchased it.
And did you watch
it? Dude?
It's sitting next to the Iron Man one. I haven't finished watching either.
Slacker.
I watched all the others. I'm curious what this one's like.
It looks good. As long as magic doesn't equal love, I'm cool. Because if magic equals love, that's a bunch of shit. That's what they always
What?
Dude, anytime, even in the Harry Potter freaking books, they even spell it out. Every time, magic always boils down to, like, if you love the person, let it feel the love. That will be the magic to save the day. Yeah, fuck that crap. It's magic. Love is crap. It should be all like, Dordamu, bzzap. Eat my Yuhori Hosa Hoggeth, bzzap. That's what I'm looking for.
Wow. Wow. I think we've officially lost Sterling. Sterling seems to have disappeared off the planet.
That's not a...
Yes. Let's see, what other movies do we have coming out? We also have... Scarlett Johansson has been announced as playing... Yes, exactly. Playing a... What's the character's name? In Spirit. Actually, I started reading the new Spirit, but I only got through issue 3 and then stopped. What's that?
I think it's Darwin Cook. Isn't that the guy who's doing it?
I don't remember. That's not Scarlett Johansson. That's Scarlett Johansson.
Like someone give us some backstory on what is the Spirit.
He's a detective that fakes his own death and then comes back and then somehow has superpower. What's his name?
Will Eisner.
Eisner.
This guy's like one of the monumental kings of comic books. And he did the Spirit for like a zillion years. DC's published for the hardcover books, the archive editions they do. They've published over 20 of these archive editions collecting these things.
He's like a prototypical mystery man.
He's like the Green Hornet without Kato, right?
He looks like that, but I don't know if that's really his style or not. But apparently the comic is just, it set the tone for everything. Will Eisner, when it comes to sequential comic art, I mean, he is considered the master. And so there's a lot of big fans of the Spirit out there. And as John said, Scarlett Johansson is going to be in the film, which is getting a lot of people pretty excited, especially since Frank Miller is adopting it, or adapting it, I'm sorry. And Silk, the character she's playing is Silk in Floss, is her name.
What?
Were you going to tell us about Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Scott.
Samuel L. Jackson is going to be the main villain of the piece. He plays Octopus.
And who does...
Hey, you know, back then, you know, they didn't...
You know who else is going to be in it?
Who else?
Since we're talking about hot ladies, Eva Mendez is playing...
Like the real hot lady.
Sans Serif, which has got to be... there's some funny names for the characters in the show.
Who's the person playing the title character of the Spirit?
Right.
Dolph Lundgren.
Who? Dolph Lundgren? Dolph Lundgren's playing the Spirit?
You heard it here first.
He's still alive?
We go through extensive fact-checking here at the Unique Geek Community, ladies and gentlemen.
We are masters of no piece of information.
To quote George Wallace, all the stuff we're making up is totally true.
Gabriel Mocked.
I understand this gentleman will be playing the lead character in Spirit.
Gabriel Mocked is apparently playing the character.
Who is the guy with the sad hair?
Let's not go there, you know, because this is an audio podcast, so let's just keep moving.
Well, this should encourage people to get on Ustream and look at
I stuff. Don't think that picture is going to encourage anyone to go to Ustream. Am I right in thinking, is Frank Miller directing this, guys, or is he just adapting
it? I think he's just adapting it. I don't know that he's directing it.
I feel the urge to listen to The Cure. What's going on?
Whenever I think of Frank Miller doing films, all I can think about is a masterpiece of his, RoboCop 2.
Yes.
See? Wow. You see how people feel about RoboCop 2?
I've already got the title. This is Uncomfortable Pause Evening. Uncomfortable Silence.
Hold on. Frank Miller, the man behind 300, by the way, is making his feature-length directorial debut on this film.
That's not true, though.
I'm reading it on the Eva Mendez article right now.
But that's not true. He's directed several other albums. Yeah, several other albums, as well as several cassettes.
He's listed as a director.
And 8-track.
He's listed as a director of Sin City, but that was... He didn't really direct
it. It was the Hellboy guy. This specifies feature length, so maybe that's the deal. Maybe he directs... Because, you know, I don't know...
I've got his feature length right here.
Yeah, another standard 5 inches. We're going to full 9, baby.
Ba-dum-bum. Okay.
Reels Channel has some information on the casting for Luke Cage and Black Panther.
Oh, let's keep rolling this one. What we got this time?
Well, let's see. Actually, the story's not coming up. That's odd. Well, the gist is I don't remember which one is doing which, but the guy that was in Serenity that played the bad dude in Serenity. He supposedly is cast to play, which one was it? Not Luke Cage, because Luke Cage was going to be played by Tyrese Gibbons.
And he's going to play back.
Well, that was the hopeful. That was the hopeful for...
Well, John Singleton. John Singleton is a director for both of them. So he's saying he wants Tyrese for Luke Cage. And Black...
But if he could get Tyrese, then he would be okay with the other guy from Serenity. I think I remember reading that.
I thought that the other guy for Serenity was pegged for Black Panther.
Could have been that, too, because I think everybody's decided now that Wesley Snipes is too old.
Maybe in prison, one or the other.
He's just too much of a jerk after the way he acted on the set of Blade 3. I think that for Luke Cage, you need someone more like, I don't know, like Ving Rhames build, man. You need some mass.
Isn't he dead?
Well, I'm not saying him necessarily, but I'm saying you need that kind of...
Ving Rhames is dead? What?
What?
He's not dead. Just because his dogs didn't maul somebody? And I did say didn't.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I'm saying, you know, he's got... Shut up, John. I'm just saying he's got the muscle mass, you know, to look like Power Man.
Michael Clark Duncan?
There you go. Somebody, him too.
Yeah,
I think Triple H is dead.
I think they need someone younger, though.
What?
Yeah, somebody younger than Rhames.
There is some sick, unusual fascination with Triple H going on in our chat over here, guys. And a lot of questions about naked people. So you're missing out if you're not checking out the Ustream.
I really wish we could get Sterling back on the phone. Sterling is sadly missed. Because he could have cleared all this up. I think he's on top of who's being cast as Black Panther.
Right. So speaking of comic book stuff and films, Justice League.
Because we haven't been doing that all night.
Right. So the Justice League film, they've now said that, what's his face? Christian Bale has come out and said, nope, I'm not attached to the Justice League project. I don't believe I'm going to be. Rumor now is Brandon Roth will not be attached to the Justice League project. So everyone's sitting there scratching their head going, no Batman, no Superman, what the funk? What are you going to do? Well, now the word on the street is that's going to be a CGI or a motion capture film. If you don't know what motion capture is, go rent Polar Express. It's where they basically completely take somebody's movements and map them to a computer.
It's where they
if you don't
take
what,
a lot of
if,
ping
if you don't know what motion capture is, you're not listening to this podcast.
It's where they take a bunch of ping pong balls, put them on your body, and then film you.
Oh, on your body? Not in your body? Oh, no, that was just when I was in Taiwan. Never mind.
Anyway, so there's a lot of people pretty ticked off that if they're going to do a Justice League movie, making it motion capture because they feel like they're being robbed. They want the same kind of treatment that the X-Men got, with the full cast and the live actions and the visuals and the humans.
Well, the problem is
animation.
Is the big three of the Justice League, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, are getting their own or have their own movies. So it's how do you, it's like how you have to deal with like what would be considered second string characters.
No,
would
dude. That string, go to hell, pal. We could do Justice League International, Booster Gold, Blue Beetle, Fire, Ice, Guy Gardner,
let
Mr.
me brief.
And then if there's
that.
any water involved at all, we could do Aquaman.
As he summons the power of the sea. No, let me rephrase. Characters that may not be as recognizable as Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman.
What are you talking about? You walk up to anybody on the street and you say, dude, who the fuck is Blue Beetle? And they go, Ted Kord, motherfucker!
Is that what they do?
Yeah, every day.
I usually get slapped with an injunction, but that's just me.
You're very foul-mouthed people, Shaq.
I am a foul-mouthed person. One of the people in the chat brought up a good question. Is what about the Wonder Twins? Why aren't they getting the respect? They deserve to be in there.
I understand that their powers unite.
Because several reasons why they're not in it.
Form of a Red Bull and vodka. That's great. All right.
I think that's why if they're not going to get the big characters, they're going.
I think you got to go for uncomfortable silences and sad transitions. go ahead.
I got the scoop here. Okay, Tyrese Gibson was first choice for Luke Cage, and the other guy was possible for the Black Panther. Sorry for the interruption, and back to you.
Over that, man.
No, it's just I think because they can't have the big three, they're thinking of scaling it back to, like you said, motion capture or CGI.
I know. I feel rough.
But this thing's going to be any movie like a superhero movie is going to be a lot of money, and the executives are not going to spend that kind of money on characters who aren't like instantly recognizable.
True. And another thing that's questioning is this thing is supposed to be fast tracked, but now everyone's saying, wait a minute, if you're doing motion capture. That's not fast track. That takes a long damn time. So there's a lot of question about if this thing's even going to come together or not at this point.
Just watch.
And moving on.
Justice League New Frontier. That one looks cool.
Hey, has Superman Doomsday, has that come out yet? I know they premiered it at San Diego, but I didn't know if it's actually in the stores yet because I can't find it.
I haven't seen anything about it. So okay. I don't think so.
Speaking of something else entirely. Hey, Tiny Titans. Do we talk about that yet?
Not yet. Go, John.
Kids cartoons. Yes, woohoo!
They're tiny, they're toony, they're just a little loony.
This, to me, actually smacks of desperation by DC, to be honest with you.
Oh, but they're cute. Look at them. They're adorable.
Put them up, John.
Oh, put them up? Oh, excuse me. Hold on.
Yeah. I mean, basically where it came from was the editor who's in charge of, I can't remember what Johnny DC line, I think is what they're called, basically said, we have some kids' comics, but we don't have little kid comics. We don't have comics for the 3 and 4 year olds. Because even our kids' comics still deal with some pretty heavy duty issues like death and things like that.
Crack addiction, prostitution.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, I seem to
remember. Ping pong balls and. Oh, never mind.
Gleek was doing heroin for a while there, right? But, so this one's supposed to be more all ages kind of thing. And John, I don't know, you and I both have kids. And this actually appealed to me on a level that I thought, okay, I can actually sit down with my kid and read this comic to him and not have to worry about going, oh, why is that guy, leering at her butt or something like that?
That's only.
Or Leo.
Wait, you know, that's a good point. Why don't you show it to your kid and see what they say? And see if they say, oh, that's cool. Or like, you've got to be kidding.
Here's the problem. I gave my daughter, she got the free issue of Spider-Man at Free Comic Book Day. Yeah, she won't touch a comic book again. So
that's because Dan's slot turned Mary Jane into jackpot. Did you get the Power Pack comics?
Yes, we got the Power Pack comics.
How'd that go over?
She enjoyed the Power Pack comics a lot.
You know, they
very
making,
much so.
You know, I'm going to put a little plug out there. Those Power Pack comics are fun. You can get them in digest form. They got they team up with the Fantastic Four. They team up with the X-Men. They team up with the Avengers. They just finished one with the Hulk. They did one with Spider-Man. They're getting ready to do an Iron Man one. If you got kids, those are great. And even if you don't have kids, you just like all-age comic books, the Power Pack digests are well worth.
Speaking of smacking of desperation, the return of Captain America.
Yes.
When were we going to get around to this lovely little nugget of information? Hey, and it's not the Punisher, at least, there, Duncan.
He ain't taking that uniform off, man.
How have those issues been, by the way, with the Punisher as Captain America or whatever he is?
Wackadoo, man, wackadoo.
Wackadoo.
I'm glad it's over. He ripped it off. It's gone.
Was he naked, like Triple H?
No, but I think something's coming up with, what's the guy's name? Nightwing? Something like that. And I think it'll be done after that.
Nightwing? That's a completely different universe. Jeez, dude. You are off the podcast. Shag, you got any news on this lovely revelation that we all knew was coming anyway?
It's misleading. You talking about the Captain America thing?
Yes, I am.
Well, the segment came out with a picture of Captain America, and it said the return, and everyone thought, oh, he's coming back, and it turns out that's not the case. It is not Steve Rogers coming back to life. It's this group called the 12 from like 1941 or some time period around there, World War II, of superheroes from Marvel's Timely comics back then. They're going to be transported to present day. It's a major miniseries that's going to apparently seriously impact the Marvel Universe, where these people from the 1940s are coming forward in time.
What has impacted the Marvel Universe?
I know. Well, this one's got Alex Ross attached, so when he's not dividing his time between the superpower series, he'll be doing this one. And Marvel's really jazzed about it. I mean, they're doing all kinds of push for it on Newsarama. They're talking about who these 12 characters are. A lot of them are characters that we haven't seen in 50, 60 years. And
like the Wizard?
No, he's been around off and on, but there's some that I just have never heard of. And I guess the push there, a lot of people thought that maybe the way they were going to tie this in was going to have, you know, these guys be the real heroes, and we kind of shake up everything after Civil War and everyone get their act together. But Alex Ross is like, that's a clever idea, but no, that's not the case. So, and, you know, they'll do I think it's 12 issues, and Captain America will be back, and then that'll probably be the end of it. You know, he'll go back to 1941 or whatever, and they'll still have to come up with a way to bring Steve Rogers back from the dead. Or wake him up since he's hiding, because he was really a Skrull. There's that uncomfortable segue again.
Yes,
or
there.
An android.
See, I made fun of you for the not doing the show prep for me wanting not to do show prep, and here I am reaping the rewards. Go ahead, Scott. You're gonna say something?
Oh no, I was just saying, you know, of all the possibilities that, you know, he's hiding, or he's a clone, or he's an android, or so on and so on.
Someone,
the wonderful excuses they have.
Someone asked, first of all, is Triple H gonna play Captain America? Second of all, will there ever be an Avengers movie?
Avengers. I don't think so. Avengers doesn't really have the same cultural contamination that like Spider-Man and the X-Men have.
Contamination?
You know, not quite at well it depends how you feel.
Neither did Elektra. That didn't stop him from making that movie.
Yeah, but I think I think he's thinking too high level. Everybody remember X-Men got too expensive. Too many guys. This is exactly what happened to Avengers. They don't want to do it again.
Well, I think it's similar with with Justice League, is that, you know, the big guys, and Iron Man is one of the big guys. You know, he's coming out with his own, you know, movie thing, and now they're working on Thor and Captain America. So once you remove those guys, you're, you know, really working on the second stringers of that too. I don't think, you know, Hawkeye and the Wasp are, you know, gonna be big pulls.
An Ant-Man movie.
Apparently, they want a Smitty Man movie as well.
They're working on the Ant-Man movie as well. Well, they are actually
on Ant-Man.
But that's a different.
Great! We can have a scene where Ant-Man beats his wife.
Whoa! I did say a couple podcasts ago that I thought that Avengers was the obvious next franchise, but I think you guys are right. I think they're going to just, instead of doing an Avengers franchise of films, they're going to just base it on all the characters. You're absolutely right. It makes a lot more sense. They can make a lot more money because, I mean, Hulk technically falls Falls under Avengers. He's got his own. As you guys said, Iron Man, Captain America. Ant-Man is in development, believe it or not. Thor, all that stuff.
All right. Well, does anybody have anything else they want to go over tonight? Anybody in the chat room?
Anybody getting interested in the sci-fi?
Triple H as the Hulk, maybe?
Right. Anyone interested in the sci-fi Wizard of Oz thing they're doing?
Ooh,
oh, you mean with Todd McFarlane?
Todd McFarlane. Yes, he's...
That's what triggered me thinking about it, but if you guys haven't seen, they've been running ads. There's like a Wizard of Oz adaption called Tin Man that sci-fi's doing for, I think, December, maybe? It looks
interesting. Yeah.
Looks, it's a different interpretation. Now the McFarlane one's going to be completely different. Scott, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I would, but I hear the... I hear
Scott! We're being played off. It's like the Emmys.
And thank you for your time. Did you? Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Scott.
No. You go ahead.
Needcoffee.com. Needcoffee.com.
Scott didn't read the story. Okay, moving on.
It all basically falls under the heading of the Wizard of Oz stuff is now all in public domain, so anybody can do anything they want to with the books. And
even
so,
turn it into an S&M bondage fan.
I was gonna say, I'm waiting for Dorothy Does Oz.
Actually, considering Todd McFarlane, that probably is not far from the truth.
Well, you know, actually, Todd McFarlane will take a 2-hour movie and turn it into a 20-hour miniseries. So he took one, basically 3 episodes of what should have been 3 issues of Spawn and made it his whole career. So why not? Okay, I guess I'm done.
Yes, you are. Put a fork in John. He's
all
done.
Right, let's go around the horn, see what everyone's got
if
for.
Only I could.
For the, ooh, really? Maybe later.
No,
call me.
Actually, it'd be a spoon.
Call me. D, you got anything you wanna add to this conversation as we get out of here?
No. Goodbye.
Ron, how about you?
Nope.
Scott.
Well, if you want to check out Need Coffee at Dragon Con in Atlanta during Labor Day weekend.
You know, we didn't even cover Dragon Con. Go on.
Holy. By the time this gets posted, it'll be over.
Shut up. All right, go on. Go
Good
on,
point.
Scott. I'm
but
sorry.
Just in case, we have information on the panels we'll be doing at Dragon Con at www.needcoffee.com or our social network, needcoffee.ning.com. So check those out. And we have a lot of other cool stuff, too.
And if you're Daily Kicksplode.
And if you're looking for the unique geek at Dragon Con, just walk up to any of us and we'll happily kick your ass.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah. Make sure you take video, guys. I want to see that.
No, you're not going to. No. Why bother? Because you've got all that. You have all the big hotels. Just throw them over the rail.
Yeah. All right, folks. I guess that's going to do it for this evening. Thank you all who have joined us on Ustream. You can check out the recording of this particular podcast on ustream.tv and look for the Unique Geek TV. I guess that's going to do it, folks. Have a good one. We're not going to cut out the Triple H stuff. Why would we do that?
We love Triple H, even though he smells like, what? That's right, dandruff shampoo and monkey turds.
Peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. Visit us at theuniquegeek.com. You can reach the geeks by calling 1-357-935-42. Send your comments, complaints, and story ideas via email to thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Join our list by going to groups.google.com/group/theuniquegeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike license. Peace out.
Monkey turds and dandruff shampoo.
Wow.
Great line.
I think that's all I can say is wow.
I wonder who Ustream 577 is.
Ustream 577, who are you? Answer me!
Identify yourself.